I meet with Dave Zimmerman in his office at the U.S. Forest Service building in downtown Petersburg. He's the district ranger for the Petersburg area.
That is most of the district. It still goes down this way a little more.
Zimmerman is pointing to a giant map on the wall. It includes Mitkoff, Kuprinoff, and Kyu Islands, and some mainland near Thomas Bay. Within these boundaries, the local district helps manage wildlife, fisheries, timber, plants, hydrology, and recreation and trails.
Our job, the Forest Service, is the American people want us to be stewards of this land. And we also want it available for the people to see and use, drive our road systems, fly into our lakes, fish, photos. So it is a national forest. It's for the American public to use.
Besides recreation, there are occasional commercial uses in the forest, like mining and timber. Currently, the district is reappraising timber on northern Kyu Island for resale this year. They tried to sell it last year, but Zimmerman says no one was interested until after the sale was over. So they are repackaging the deal with the hopes to have it sold by September. It's estimated to include 13 to 14 million board feet of old growth. Besides timber, other areas of the Forest Service are ramping up as well. The district hires about 15 seasonal employees to help get projects done when the weather is good.
99% of that work is outside Petersburg here. It's in the field somewhere.
This summer, one of the sites to be focused on will be Mitchell Creek on the Lindenberg Peninsula of Kuprinoff Island. Workers will be reconstructing a salmon pass there.
And it was built probably 25, 30 years ago. There's a falls there where the coho couldn't get up, so they built this fish passage, if you will. Not really a ladder, but there's different pools where they can work their way up and above. So we've opened up a substantial more habitat for coho, and they've been coming back, and we've increased that coho production on that stream.
Zimmerman says most of the fish biologists will be working with that project this summer. The Forest Service keeps track of all of the creeks that have fish within the district. Workers map them, marking barriers where the fish can't swim any further. Depending on how much habitat is above the barrier, the Forest Service might step in to expand it, like they are at Mitchell Creek.
If it just goes for a little ways, it's not really worth, $300,000 to $400,000 to do something. If it opens another couple miles of stream for habitat, then it becomes economical that we would do something like that, or at least consider it.
Zimmerman has been working with the Forest Service for 48 years. He says the budget is often cut. Very seldom do they see increases. In recent years, the recreation arm has seen cuts. This year, he says, timber funding went down. But the Mitchell Creek Fish Pass reconstruction is the type of project that continues to receive support.
It's a matter of being strategically getting the projects that are going to be the biggest return for our money.
And the best return now would be, like the Mitchell Creek would be an example, because the more fish that spawn, the population would increase and could benefit commercial fishermen. And
exactly. And it's getting to a point, the reason we wanted to go there is that it's getting to a point where it's starting to disintegrate a little bit, so that structure is starting to maybe fail. So we wanted to repair it before it did a total failure.
Zimmerman says they hope the rebuild will last for the next 50 years. One trail project that has seen funding recently is the popular Raven's Roost Trail in Petersburg. The first mile has been redone, replacing planks across the muskeg with a wide gravel path. Zimmerman says there is funding for reconstructing the rest of the trail, another 3 miles up to the Raven's Roost cabin.
We're completing the survey and design, and that's going to be used to prepare the contract for the reconstruction of the remaining 3 miles. Have you walked up? There's a little overlook there.
Yeah, I've been on that trail. I've been all the way up to the cabin.
Yes.
But part of the mountain climb can be kind of muddy and big steps there.
Yeah, they're redesigning that from where the gravel stops now and that you start getting the steep part. That's all going to be relocated and redesigned and then reconstructed. And once you get on top where it's flat, that's not as bad. So that reconstruction is funded and planned for 2019 to 2021.
So that's still a few years off, but the Mitchell Creek project will get started soon. And then there will be ongoing maintenance projects this season. The district works closely with the Petersburg Indian Association, which has a contract to do a lot of the road maintenance on Mitkoff Island. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.